On this Columbus Day, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Cuban-American writer Oscar Hijuelos died over the weekend. He was 62 years old. Hijuelos was the first Latino author to win the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction for his 1989 novel, The Mambo Kings Play Songs of Love. The book told the story of two Cuban-American brothers, musicians in New York City in the 1950s. It was later made into a movie. Oscar Hijuelos wrote several novels and a memoir exploring the immigrant experience in America. And for more on his life and work, we're joined by Gustavo Pérez Firmat, the professor of humanities at Columbia University. He's also a friend of the author. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And I should say I'm sorry for the loss of your friend.
Oh, yes. It was a shock.
How did you two know each other?
Well, we met, I guess it was over 20 years ago. At a conference in Latino writing. At the time, Mambo Kings had recently been published, and in Mambo Kings, the two brothers that you mentioned had achieved their ephemeral moment of fame when they had do a cameo on the I Love Lucy show. And at the time, I was writing a book called Life on the Hyphen about Cuban-American culture, where I also talk about I Love Lucy. And so the novel resonated with me. And, you know, since then we saw each other occasionally throughout the years. And last time I saw him was, I guess, a couple of years ago. He came over for dinner.
Well, the Mambo Kings Play Songs of Love resonated, that novel resonated with a lot of people. What made it resonate so strongly with people?
Well, I think a couple of different reasons. For one, it sort of testifies to Americans' longstanding and ongoing fascination with things Cuban. The novel had a great deal to do with Cuban music, and Cuban music has been an item of Americana since the 1930s. Then, on the other hand, it had a lot to do with I Love Lucy, which was, as you know, has been one of the most popular sitcoms in the history of American television.
Sure.
But then also, the novel is specifically about Cubans, but it's really about the immigrant experience, and it's something that non-Cubans, non-Latinos go through when they come to this country, and so I think at that level it also resonates.
Well, Oscar Hijuelos was the first Latino novelist to win the Pulitzer. As you reflect on that, what do you think of it in terms of its significance?
Well, I think perhaps the most significant thing about it, other than the fact that Oscar won it and it was good for him, is that it made Americans aware that there was this rich and diverse body of writing being done by young Latinos in this country, and that helped to open doors with both publishers and readers to other Latino writers, to whom Oscar, by the way, was always very generous and very helpful.
Well, Professor, thanks so much for talking to us. We appreciate the time this morning.
Okay.
We were talking to Gustavo Pérez Firmat. He's a professor of humanities at Columbia University and also a friend of writer Oscar Hijuelos, who died over the weekend. He was 62. He was the first Latino author to win the Pulitzer Prize for fiction.